This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Thousands of Palestinians sheltering from the Israel-Hamas war at Gaza City's main hospital are fleeing south after several reported strikes in and around the compound overnight. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The complexity of the situation on display at the Paris Peace Forum, where Amnesty International Secretary General Agnes Callamard says Western nations are responding differently between the wars in Ukraine and between Israel and Hamas.
It is reflected right now in the double standards that we are witnessing, the Western bloc demanding that we all rush to the defense of Ukraine, as we should, because Ukraine has been aggressed by Russia and there are unbelievable suffering in Ukraine, and at the same time telling us not to act on the multiple bombing and absolute suffering of the people of Gaza.
The Israeli army says Hamas's military infrastructure is based amid Gaza City's hospitals and neighborhoods, and that it has set up its main command center in and under the largest hospital, Shifa. As President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping prepare to meet at the upcoming Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco, basic information has remained guarded. That could ratchet up the pressure on how each side negotiates at their Wednesday meeting, down to the smallest detail. Any encounter involving the U.S. president and a foreign leader requires managing tricky logistics. But few cultures are more attuned to etiquette than the Chinese. And Washington and Beijing's often conflicting interests make things all the more delicate. Haggling may include everything from who enters the room first, to what kind of flowers are present, to if a meal is served. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. A Florida judge has refused, for now, a request to postpone the classified documents trial against former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling signals she is sympathetic to Donald Trump's lawyers, but says it's too early for now to determine if the May 20th, 24 trial date should be postponed. She did grant postponements on some of the other deadlines in the case. The defense team is seeking a delay until after the November election next year, citing the large volume of evidence they have to review for trial from the Mar-a-Lago raid and several other criminal trials that Trump must attend, the one surrounding the January 6th insurrection in Washington, election subversion conspiracy in Georgia, and the hush money case in New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A British judge has ruled that a lawsuit by Prince Harry, Elton John, and five other public figures accusing a tabloid publisher of unlawful information gathering should go to a full trial. The claimants accused the publisher of the Daily Mail of paying private investigators to bug homes and cars and record phone conversations. They include John's husband, David Furnish, and actors Elizabeth Hurley and Sadie Frost. The publisher, Associated Newspapers, LTD, asked the judge to throw out the case. Judge Matthew Nicklin ruled Friday that the case can go ahead because the claims, quote, have a real prospect of succeeding. The exposed cracked floors of parts of Lake Titicaca, South America's largest freshwater basin, nestled amid the Andes Mountains, are an alarming sight for local farmers and scientists. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo says record low water levels and drought are threatening the region's ecosystem.
I am 50 years old. Never before has Lake Titicaca dried up like it is now.
Nestled amid the Andes Mountains, Lake Titicaca is South America's largest body of freshwater. It's an important ecosystem for wildlife and a water source for millions of people in the region. But its water levels are now reaching record lows.
This affects us because there is no more food for our livestock and we cannot travel by boat. Now we have to walk and our crops no longer exist because it hasn't rained since last year. So the water has decreased.
The situation is worsened by El Nino weather phenomenon.
Alice Rizzo from Reuters. Mexican officials have imposed severe months-long cuts to Mexico City's water supply just a month after initial restrictions were ordered as drought dries the capital's reservoirs. Authorities announced the moves at a news conference Friday, but did not report the cuts on social media until just 4 hours before they took effect. Officials began restricting water from that system by roughly 8% on October 17th. Friday's cuts are much more drastic, representing a further 25% of the system's total flow. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis.